This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Due to rising case counts and positivity, the CDC has moved Jefferson County's community risk level from low to medium. This means masking is now required in crowded indoor settings serving at-risk populations like homeless shelters, prisons, and jails. Likewise, the whole state's COVID-19 numbers keep heading in the wrong direction. The state's seven-day positivity rate rose to almost 9.2% last week, triple what it was 2 months ago. It will soon be easier for Coloradans to access all opinions from the state's Supreme Court and its Court of Appeals. A new law requires that rulings be posted for free online in a searchable way. The courts have until next March to get the system up and running. A small single-engine plane crashed Sunday afternoon in Broomfield, Metro Denver. Both passengers were killed in the crash. Federal authorities are investigating the cause. Flowers planted decades ago by prisoners at a Japanese internment camp in Colorado are growing again at the Denver Botanic Gardens and could bloom this summer. Archaeologist Bonnie Clark from the University of Denver helped discover the rose bramble at Amachi.
I love this idea of plants as living witnesses to the past. They're witness roses. They were there.
More than 10,000 Japanese Americans were interned at Amachi, which is now a National Historic Site. Survivors will get some of the roses, others will be returned to Amachi, and some will be on public display at the Denver Botanic Gardens. Right now in Denver, it is 59 degrees and mostly cloudy. Showers are possible later on this afternoon. In Boulder, it's 61 degrees and fair, and in Grand Junction, it's 66 and clear. This is CPR News.